It's now your fourth week. Your sense of cultural humility is growing, and the phases of culture shock that wax and wane are progressively less jarring. There will still be challenges to your ingrained cultural sensibility, and it will be difficult at times to sort out your feelings about right and wrong from your knowledge of difference and cultural sensitivity. Let's look at a common type of scenario. While working in the emergency department, you come across one of your fellow residents trying desperately to get an IV into an infant with diarrhea and dehydration. The infant seems much sicker than the other diarrhea patients you've seen. You ask the resident why the patient appears septic. She tells you that the patient's mother brought her to a traditional healer because of the diarrhea. The healer performed a false tooth extraction, using a burning hot blade to cut through the baby's gums to remove a tooth which had not erupted yet. This practice is performed because there is a belief that diarrhea can be caused by a tooth that cannot erupt. After the procedure, however, many infants become septic, as this one is now. You look at the mother, who is in tears and embarrassed that she sought out the traditional healer instead of going to the hospital. Confused? Some causes of diarrhea also present with sores in the mouth. When the tooth is extracted, the sores and diarrhea go away. This is probably explained by spontaneous resolution of a viral illness, but the association with the false tooth extraction is a firmly held belief. Many patients seek out the treatment of traditional healers and folk remedies before going to a doctor or hospital. Why does this seem to make sense? What barriers to care or past experiences may contribute to this practice?